Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick Build. Today is day 35. New power. Get up. Walk. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 30, verses 1 to 2. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry to you for help, and you have healed me. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to man. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. We saw in yesterday's passage how Jesus' new force takes over the evil force. Today we see the new power giving freedom to a man who could not walk because of his sins. What? Our sins can make us unable to walk? Yes, surely. And it always happens. Bishop N.T. Wright says, Jesus has authority. You can't miss it. Authority in his teaching, authority over diseases at a distance, authority over the storm, over the demons. Now authority to do what normally only God does, to put away sins, to change a person's life from the inside out, to free them from whatever was gripping them so tightly that they couldn't move. This paralysis was the sort where what we would call psychological forces had reduced the body to immovability. The man had done something, perhaps many things, of which he was deeply ashamed. He was in over his head, as we say, and saw no way out. He not only felt guilty, he was guilty, and he knew it. And gradually his gnawing sense of guilt stopped him doing things. Then it stopped him moving his body altogether. That's from Bishop N.T. Wright. Not only was his sins being forgiven and he could walk again, he was being resurrected. Why? Because in this passage, Matthew uses three times the language get up, used in connection with resurrection. Matthew chapter 9, verse 25. Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand and she got up. Mark chapter 5, verse 41. Jesus took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. Luke chapter 7, verses 14 to 15. Then Jesus went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Get up, walk. What does it mean to you today? What Jesus is trying to tell you now? What I got from Jesus today are two practical messages. Number one, we need to get up and walk. This is for those who are stuck by their own guilt and sins that they can hardly do anything physically or spiritually. They think that they are just lazy, unable to wake up to go to church, to small group, to have daily devotion, to be close to Jesus. No, just 10 minutes to be with Jesus and that is too much? No, they are paralyzed. Get up, walk. Number two, we need to have the courage to exercise this new power to command and help people to get up and walk. You may think that you do not have this kind of power. No, this is not your power. This power can be given by Jesus to you or when you are closer and closer to Jesus. He can exercise his power through you. What is the difference? We don't need to analyze. It's just that you are closer to Jesus and that he can use you to give freedom, to resurrect some people through your willingness and faithfulness. Get up, walk. Let's receive this new power from Jesus today. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to have faith to receive this new power from you that we can help more people to get up and walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think our sin could make us unable to walk or impair our actions, behavior? Why? Have you seen that happen? How? Number two, are you experiencing any kind of paralysis that prevents you from getting up and walking? Number three, get up, walk. What does it mean to you today? One step is enough. What could that be? Number four, how can you receive the courage to exercise this new power in the name of Jesus to command and help people to get up and walk? Do you think you can do that? Why not? Family Corner. Is there any unspoken sin in your family that impairs how you live as a family? Maybe it's not something major, but is there anything that prevents you from walking in Jesus in your family? Let us bless the Lord.
Praise.